The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk. Always great to speak to Yaz Brooks. And not only, Yaz, is this a good time for fans, but I expect it's a really good time for the players and the rest of the squad as well.
Yeah, obviously we're 5 games in and 5 from 5, which is a really great start to the season. I think with the calibre of players we've got this season, people have been excited about what we could do. I think we're a team now that people want to beat. And I think we've got that top four in sight as well. So that comes with a lot of things that we, you know, how to deal with pressure, how to handle that situation. And obviously from my front as captain, leading that. But again, it's really exciting as well. And I haven't been in this position for a while since obviously we won all those years ago in 2016. So yeah, it's a really exciting year and a great opportunity for us.
That's all my questions wrapped up in one answer. So thanks for your time. We are like you said, just a couple of rounds in, but it's not really something that you'd take notice of too much just yet.
Yeah, definitely. I think every team will be looking at their oppositions, and I think they're going to be analysing just as much as we are. And we know that the team you face first time isn't the same team you face the second time. Teams will adjust, teams will learn, and that's the process that we're currently going through as well. But I think this team have got like an immense resilience, and I think we've got players in our team that know how to win and have been in those situations before. But yeah, like you said, I think no team stays the same in the season, and we're very much at the start of this season. So it's really exciting to see how this season progresses and what challenges we might face coming up in the next coming games.
I think everybody has been aware that it's been a bit of a building process at Storm over the last couple of seasons. But things have really clicked this season, haven't they, already?
Yeah, I think, you know, we always base ourselves on a four-year progress, and I think each year we've built and built and built, and obviously you've seen us climb our way up the table each season as well. And I think it's, you know, I've seen it with teams like Thunder, and when you've got a team that know each other inside and out and have built on that, and obviously when you get players in from other franchises who, you know, the strengths of Layla and Sophie, you know it adds to that team. And I think now we all kind of have got that understanding of each other, and I think that was really evident during the pre-season games that we had, that how much Storm have developed. And that was with without our Roses players, and you know, we were scoring some really good margins. So yeah, it's been a real journey for us, but I'm really proud of the lengths we've come and how hard we've worked for this. So now it's all about, you know, keeping level-headed, working hard, keep pushing and challenging each other in training, and hopefully, yeah, secure that top four spot. And then that chapter is waiting for us when we get there.
So you're not really training more, and there hasn't really been a shift in S&C. It's just more of the fact that players are getting to know each other season on season.
Yeah, I think, you know, we work really hard. I don't think it's the fact that Mickey's training sessions are fantastic. Like, her technical and tactical ability is like another level. And I feel like I've learned a lot from her, with her being my coach each year. But with that, you know, we, as a Storm franchise, even, you know, a couple of years ago, we all are pretty strong in the gym. We train incredibly hard, like fitness testing results show that. But I just think it's just that awareness of each other and focusing on our, you know, knowing each other inside out, those strengths and weaknesses. And I do believe like a team that know each other and have built that rapport are really strong. And I think you've witnessed that, you know, Loughborough are a prime example of that as well, where players have stayed within that franchise and they've built on year on year on year. And I just think we've had that over the last four seasons with the Storm. So I think it's good to keep the same faces amongst the mix. And we've just like developed each year. So, and obviously with us knowing each other, we can then push each other and challenge each other in training. But yeah, Storm have always worked incredibly hard. We've always been like, you know, a fit, strong team. So, and we continue to do that this season as well.
Nat Metcalf here. Online at flyhawk.com, you can find the full range of their netball products, including hoodies, leggings, netballs, and so much more. There are even kit packages that suit everyone. They are available in UK sizes 4 to 24 and also in different lengths too. Plus, we can even send you a sample pack for a returnable fee to try some of the range. Get yours now.
The Netball Super League is back. And this year we're making waves. Courtside, expect one big party. With 94 games and every Friday streamed live. So share, tag, get reppin'. Let's bring the fire to the court. Over to the players, do your thing. Are you ready? The Netball Super League season, live on Sky Sports.
Tell me a bit about Layla. What's that like having somebody of her quality as part of the squad this season?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's fantastic. I'm not going to lie. She's amazing. You know, she doesn't get best defender in the league for nothing. You know, she turns over ball. She's also a natural leader herself in that defensive end. She was exceptional at Bath. And obviously, she's got immense knowledge and she's got that experience from Roses that she obviously brings back to us, which is just fantastic. So, she has made an impact in that defensive end for us. I think her connection with the defenders, such as Leah and Hannah, has worked really nicely. And Feli in there as well. So, we know we're building and it's really good to see. And it's really, really exciting. But yeah, she is incredible. She's a real inspiration. And I've really enjoyed having her within the mix this season. I'm really glad she signed for us as well. So, yeah, she's great.
We could run through the entire squad, but it'll probably take until yes. Next week. Just a word on Praskovia as well. Just almost a calmness that she brings on and off court.
Yeah, when Peace joined us, I really got to know her one-on-one when we first did our Sky photo shoot in Birmingham. And it was just lovely to get to know her and what she's been through and how amazing and what a credible and inspirational woman she is. And she does bring that calmness in that attacking end. You know, she is a weapon for us in terms of that shooting circle. Again, already ranking top shooter so far with 5 rounds. And, you know, she's a threat. And, you know, I remember playing against Loughborough back in the day when she was with Loughborough. And I used to think, wow, what, like, as a feeder, I would love to have an opportunity to feed a shooter like Pete. So when Mickey told me she had signed Peace, it was, you know, a bit like a dream come true for me, really. It was just lovely to have that opportunity to experience feeding a shooter such as Peace. And, you know, I love having her as a vice captain in my leadership team alongside Neve. I think she really brings that like emotion and that realization that this is a dream for everybody. And it's a huge privilege to be part of such a fantastic sport and how lucky we are. And she kind of brings us all back down to earth and makes us realize like how lucky we are. But, you know, if you ever get the opportunity to speak to Peace or ever meet her, she is such an inspirational person and she's had a huge impact on all of us within that team.
Season's going at quite a pace. Over the past couple of weeks as well, though, that result against Thunder was pretty smart. And in that streak as well, I saw the look on Mickey's face afterwards. But at halftime, what was your message to everybody in the dressing room?
Yeah, so, you know, we've been doing a really good job this season in terms of, like, I think it stemmed from pre-season. We felt really good, really confident. I think connections were hitting. Things that we'd worked on in training were being established. We could see it evidently on court and how we were feeling. Statistics were fantastic as well. And then I think we just felt really confident going in against Thunder. Like, we had nothing to lose. Like, you know, if Thunder have just got that natural, like, kind of awe about them. Like, we know that they're a team that people want to beat. They, you know, they're really good, they're strong, they're physical. So we knew what we were going to expect going into that game, and we knew it was going to be a fantastic game overall. And oh my goodness, wasn't it a great game? It was very, very competitive, very close. It almost felt like the final, if I'm being honest. But yeah, so, you know, for us to take that, I think they'd gone 23 games unbeaten, so to finally knock them off of that was good for us. And I think, you know, we haven't taken that game lightly. Like, you know, we've looked at it, we've analysed it, because we know Thunder are definitely going to come out hard against us when we go to them. Yeah. Obviously, you know, they were in our environment where we thrive off the crowd. We've got, you know, kind of got that home advantage. So we know that Thunder aren't going to take that loss lightly. And they're going to want to punish us when we go up north. So it's important for us to look and analyse each game as it comes. You know, we've got Pulse this Saturday, who again are going to be a strong team. They're looking probably in that top four position as well. So they're going to want a win against us as well, especially when we're on a 5-win streak. They want to be the first team to knock us off that. So, you know, we've got all these challenges that we need to overcome, but it's exciting. You know, I think it's really good to be in this position. And I said to Mickey, and something I noticed from the girls in the changing room, like, we're really in a good headspace. And even in those tight games, there's no sense of panic. We're quite relaxed. We know the job that we need to do and what the bid requires. And I think that's, this team have really nailed that this season. But obviously, it's only 5 games in. We've got the rest of the season to go. But yeah, it's going to be really exciting.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcast rail.